When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Go.
John. Hi.
Nope.
What? Go ahead.
What were you... I want you to continue what you were saying before about what's it like when a comedian goes to the thing and they have to get their own dress. Keep going.
That it's... You should watch interviews with comedians where they talk about going to their first award shows. Because, like, when you don't have, like, a team, like, managers and publicists and stuff, like... You don't have like a stylist like being like, I brought you a dress.
Yeah.
You know?
You gotta like message.
You gotta like
on
message
Instagram.
Your mom and be like, what do
Can
I wear?
Can you knit me a dress?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's like, and even like actors who talk about like their first year award shows or like the first time that they got dressed by someone.
Yeah.
Like it's huge. It's a crazy thing because like they don't own the outfit. They don't own the jewels. They're like,
it's
fuck.
All on loan. Yeah. On hire. What if you get it dirty?
Then you're fucked.
What do you mean?
No, you pay for it to get cleaned.
Oh, right.
You know? But it's, like, expensive.
So who's an example of, like, a comic who's gone to a thing that you... Like, how, what do you think?
Rachel Bloom is from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Yep.
Yeah. She was, like... Because she's, like, girl on a budget forever. Because she did theater school. She's a struggling actor. And she was, like... Wow. She started by making music videos all on her own.
Yeah. Whereas now...
And then... But even then, when she got Crazy Ex-Girlfriend and they went to their first, like... the Emmys or whatever the first time, she was like, fuck, what do I wear?
And you
fuck.
Know why?
And what?
Because she's got giant tits.
Knockers. Big
giant,
knockers.
Giant, like that.
Yeah.
You know, designers would be like, no, I want the tiny little titties, mosquito bites, and no ash. You know, unless you're Kim K.
Exactly.
They don't want to change shit on a dress.
Yeah.
Unless you're a Yonsei. Easy.
Yeah.
So, interesting.
Mm. So, I think that you... I just was surprised that you didn't know that... People, celebrities don't do things for themselves.
Okay. I'm sure that you sometimes see Instagram accounts where they're like, Instagram account run by their team, right?
Yeah.
But Kim doesn't say that. Kim is like, hi, it's Kim Kardashian and this is me and I love my boo Kanye, la, la, la. And so of course I'm like,
because you can
and
lie.
She does stories talking to camera. So I'm like, well, it's all her.
That's like, because her team is like, you need to post a story today being like this. Or, like, sometimes she'll be like, I mean, she's also, like, she also runs her businesses in some way. Like, she has input. She's like, I'm sure she's, like, come into a meeting and been like, what if I did, like, a series of stories on my Insta story where I did this? And they'd be like, yeah, that's a good idea, but maybe try and focus on this and focus on this. Like, film in these areas of your house. Like, we'll set up lighting. Like, imagine, it's not just like, here's the instructions. It's like, here's the makeup, here's the lighting, here's the blah. And that's why in interviews she's like, but I do my own makeup. And it's like, yeah, she actually does sometimes and like awesome girly, but like so do women all over the world. Like, you know what I mean?
Five minutes before the meeting.
Yeah, it's the same thing as like the Kylie Jenner like photos in quarantine where she's like, I'm just going out. It's like,
what about Kylie? Is she not writing her own?
It's literally the same. No, she's a writer, so.
No, she's 21. As if she's not.
She has a team. The whole Kardashian family has managers and
what
publicists.
About Chris?
Chris is a manager and she's like,
is
don't
she writing
post
her
that.
Own captions?
She probably has people, a person as well that she's like, I'm going to post this. Can I run it by you? You know, I mean, I don't know what the power dynamics are. I think some celebrities more than others. I think there are definitely certain celebrities who are like, I don't know anything about social media. Like, like I'm told that I have to, cause you have to stay relevant, right?
Yeah.
Like, fucking Chrissy Teigen, like she has to maintain a social presence so that people like her and think she's relatable and wah wah wah.
What about tweets?
Same thing.
No.
Yeah.
Chrissy must be writing her own tweets and that's what's getting her canceled.
I mean, she probably writes some of her tweets and I think also now after this incident, I'm
no
sure
way.
That she is more careful and she probably speaks to people about it. I mean, like, I don't know. I'm not the fucking Wizard of Oz, but
I know.
But like, dude, like, comedians don't write their own jokes.
No. What? Which one?
I can tell you a comedian in Australia right now. I've told you this already. I'll tell you off mic.
Okay. I do know that I've just heard recently that some comedians for their specials and stuff have other comics write for them, which I did not know that.
Yeah. Trixie Mattel, this isn't like shady. Trixie, if you're listening.
Australian comedian Trixie Mattel.
Trixie, if you're listening, I still love you, girl.
Yeah.
No, she said in an interview, there's a girl named Fina Barbital, who's another drag queen, and she writes jokes for her. Drag queens write jokes for each other.
Wow.
There's a girl, there are drag queens that write, that are like big joke writers that write jokes for people.
Wow.
Because like, you know, you learn how to write jokes. And then you can write jokes from anyone's perspective, kind of.
I guess so, yeah. And I guess you're busy and you need help.
Yeah. I mean, I write all your tweets for you.
That's
so
true. And my emails.
No, and your emails and your newsletter that gets sent out. Hey guys, it's Conchetta. My pussy today is full of spaghetti. Besos. It'd be funny to have someone who's like your friend run what they think your account is like for like a week and see if anyone notices.
They won't. Every day I post, I'm gay.
You could. And everyone would be like, love the
love
content.
Love that.
Yeah. If I ran Maddie's, it would be just like random photos, no hats. Caption. Photo being like, big Friday today. Like, and everyone would be like,
I'm at work.
I'm at work.
Love opera.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. No, I guess I'm trying to, so I guess on our level, everyone's always like doing content. You're doing it yourself, but you like refer to other people like, should I post this? But then in the end, it's your balls on the line.
Kind of, yeah.
But this is like, you're telling me the team would take that away from that. Like they're leading it and they refer it by you.
Yeah. So if you watch Miss Americana about Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
It covers like, she came under fire because she didn't make any comments about like the political situation in America. Mm. And in the documentary, they make a huge point out of showing footage of her having these meetings with her managers and stuff where she's crying, being like, I just want to post being like, vote Democrat because like, I know gay people and they're hurting gay people and blah, blah, blah. And her team is like, look, you have so many like right wing followers that like, you will lose such a fan base if you do this. And it was like a controversy with her team because in the end she was like, fuck you, I'm going to post this.
Oh my God.
And like, you know, a bit late for us, Taylor, but she sort of came out and she was like, yeah, that's like, and that's, I think maybe more of a modern struggle because of social media these days, like celebrities are forced to keep up this appearance. Like they're supposed to make it look like they're your friends.
Yeah.
And they're not. Like they're
absolutely
they're
not.
Celebrities.
They're like, trying to sell you shit all the time.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So it's
what was I gonna say about that part?
Self promotion.
Yeah. No, the Taylor Swift thing, about her wanting to put Dolly Parton, who won't say anything about that, and then people criticize her she won't say if she's right or left. Mm. Anything and people criticize for it, you'll just get criticized kind of no matter what.
Pretty much, yeah. It's like, oh my God, I think about, you said this the other day and it was really good about like writing copy for something, but it was like you can't try and pander to like an audience. It's like what you have to do is just put yourself out there and do your thing and people will either like it and they'll be like, we love it, or they'll be like, I don't like it. And it's like, you can't scoop up everyone.
It's sort of, that will be the truth until the day you die.
Yeah.
That was when we were writing
Dolly
podcasts.
Parton is an icon and like, I don't hate her because she hasn't said whatever.
And you can choose to not do that. You can choose to be like, I hate you, I'm not going to listen to you anymore. Mm. And you can't force them anyway. It's just, you're going to have fallout. Is that when we were doing the copy for this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, we can't be like, we're an all singing, all dancing circus troupe. we talk money, finance, love.
Every week we go into the relationships.
Yeah, it's like, you just really can't tell who'll take a chance on you, how long they'll be there, when they leave. You just got to follow your own thing.
Pretty much, kind of, yeah. I mean, you hope that you are kind of consistent as a person just by happenstance of who you are. And that, like, you know, so the content you're delivering, it's pretty consistent because it's like you have a consistent point of view. But I see that with tweets. Like, I'll send, like, any kind I tweet about, like, fucking, like gay sex, dildos, being gay, I'm gay. Mm. It usually kind of goes off more than if I tweet like a random thought.
Yeah.
I've had.
Love wallpaper today. No one cares.
People
but
like,
if they're like, my wallpaper has dicks on it, then people will be like,
or
it'll
be like, I found cum stains on my wall.
Wallpaper.
Watch that get 30,000 retweets.
Yeah.
You know?
You can't help it. Gay is cool. People love gay
people
shit.
Like it. Yeah.
The other thing I was thinking about was the Chrissy Teigen thing.
Yeah, which I actually don't know heaps about, to be honest.
So, yeah, me too, roughly. It's just that...
it's a news podcast.
No, but just like, you know, she has all this cooking stuff. And then some cooking lady...
Alison Roman.
Yeah, white lady was like, this is bullshit, blah, blah, blah. But not actually sure because at one point in the article, I read her saying like... She supported her at some point. She like helped her with her books and her blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So then she's sort of done a turn and I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
Then that, all I know is that I would go on Twitter and everyone was bashing Chrissy Teigen and showing receipts of tweets she'd done for about her being rich, about her being like, one I remember is she's like, oh no, my like dog shat on the carpet. Well, time to pretend to clean it just the second my maid gets there. And then like, can you get angry at your maid? And like all this random like I'm rich stuff. And then people being like, oh, she's awful and garbage and blah.
Mm.
And here's what I want to say about this. One thing I want to say is like, can we stop expecting rich people to pretend they're not rich? Like that's just something. It's not like whether being rich is good or bad, but it's like, why does she have to, like, that's what she's dealing with. She's got a crazy, like, she's got a maid, so get over it. But, like, people are just going to hate that forever. What I would have a stand with, and I think Maddie was saying this, or if you were like, my maid's a poor bitch. My maid's a poor bitch.
My maid's a whore, and I hate her.
She's got 16 kids, and they're all smelly.
They're all sluts.
That's where you would be like, whoa, check your privilege, you whore. That's, you're being not kind, you're punching down.
Yeah.
But if a rich lady is going to be like, got my tits done today, you've got to be like, well, you can either hate that she's rich or you can be like, okay, well, you're honest. That's what you're dealing with. Mm. That's what, like, Jerry Seinfeld has stand up now. His whole life is like literally being rich. He's got jets, he's got cars.
Yeah.
What do you want him to pretend that he's like, you know when you got 5 cents in your wallet and you're like, shit, like that's not genuine, that's not real. And so you can either be like, well, I'm not engaged in your thing about being rich.
Mm.
And obviously like rich people can then like try and have other things that are universal. They can go to a water park and they can be like, you know when the
play
water's...
Play violin.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just think like it's different to being like, I just think what I want to say is I don't want rich people to have to pretend and not talk about being rich.
Yeah,
because that's fake.
It's sort of like a damned if you do, damned if you don't thing. Yes. Because like I think it, well, I've got a few points here.
Great.
Number one, I think it's like a society old thing, like to be like, don't talk about money, don't talk about your money, don't talk about how much you earn, whatever. Yeah. And so it's like, and then it's like when you move into like, not saying that I know what different classes are like, because I'm rich.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, like when it's something that like people who are poor, when they're with their richer friends, can feel ashamed and they have to pretend that they're rich. Like, whereas like now I find with millennials, it's like, you don't want to go around being like, I'm rich queen, because it's like, it's like shameful and like you should be doing more and whatever, because like, you know, everyone should be doing more, I guess. Although really the 1% should be kind of doing everything.
I know. And everyone's always like, the 1% should donate. They could do so much with all their money. And guess what? They're never going to do that. However, I just saw on Drew Barrymore's Instagram, she like donated $1 million or $3 million or something.
Fuck,
and I was like, that's so cool.
Yeah. She's always done that. Drew Barrymore's always been a big activist.
Do you know what I mean? Like that's like,
she's a hippie girl.
She's a hippie.
We love her. And she's not even like, she is rich, but she's not like Jeff Bezos.
Yep.
Or, you know?
Or even the Kardashians.
She's like an actor as well. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck? What about all these finance dudes?
I know, like, but they'll never do that.
No, Adam Sandler in Uncut Gems. Yeah.
No one will ever, no rich old white man is going to like die and give his money to the poor. Like,
yeah.
You just know that they won't do that.
It's interesting that thing of like, you grow up, like, I don't know, me growing up, like, it was just such a huge deal because, like, when my mom was growing up, it was, like, her parents, like, they were, like, all we can do is raise you until you go graduate high school, and then, like, we literally will not give you a cent more. Like, you need to get out of the house, figure it out, sluts, good luck. And that was, like, their promise to their kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, it's like such a huge thing ingrained in those kids, like her and her siblings, that it was like, your job in life is to like have kids and make enough money so that when you fuck off and die, those kids can be okay.
Yeah.
Like it's just your job to like, you just need to have that money. It's like you go to the coal mines, you go,
you go
suck and you fuck and you do whatever it takes.
Yeah.
And it's like, and what? Like millennials are like, I want to be happy. Let me do a podcast with my friend.
I also think about how rich people talk about, I've heard both Louis C.K. talk about this, sorry, and also Jerry Seinfeld be like, and other people.
My favorite comedians.
No, but they're just off the top of my head where they're like, you know how a lot of those kids were poor? Like a lot of the people who like become successful were poor, and they had that drive and that hunger and blah, blah, blah. Entrepreneurs, like not all of them, but some of them.
I guess. Yeah.
And then they talk about like how it's like, how do you instill that in an uber rich kid who has everything they want all the time?
Yeah.
Like that is, I think, a reality of rich people. I'm not saying poor them, poor the kids, but I just think that's something that like you'd be like, damn. They're trying to think, how can we make sacrifice so my kid still will want to succeed? But guess what? The truth is, if you have money, you'll succeed no matter what. Pretty much. In a very different way.
I think it's like, it brings up the question of like, what's it for? Because it's like, when you...
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
At a certain, like below a certain line, your lack of access to funds means that you can't achieve like things that will make you happy. Mm-hmm. Like you like my dad didn't get to go to architecture school because his family was like no, and so he was in gangs and went to military school and became a PE teacher. Like so then I don't know. Like I guess I'm a good example. Like I get to do this. I get to fuck around and be gay because my family was like awesome, like you know, my mom worked in a corporation for a million years, so I don't know. I guess like, do you, if I was like super super rich and my kids, I wouldn't want them to be cunts, but I guess I just want them to be happy enough. Like I'd be like, oh, you doing something that makes you happy, you're a vet or you're a fucking baker or whatever.
Have you ever seen The Sopranos? Okay, well, in The Sopranos, the mob guy, who's awesome, he's out there doing the work, and he has, like, a son and a daughter, and the daughter is, like, goes to law school. She's, like, amazing high achiever, and then the son is, like, a little bit of, like, a dropkick.
Yeah.
And he gets so angry and, like, blah, 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 and then he hates the dad, and then it's, like, I just think so many parents will always stress about their kids not doing enough. Like, my dad, like...
Another one of my favorite comedians.
He's of the generation of his parents sacrificed because they came from Italy with nothing. They had a little fruit shop. That's all they did.
We stand.
And then eventually over time, you know, they have money, investments, blah, 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 so that they can provide everything for my dad, my parents. And then my dad comes along and he's like, well, I'm going to get you to a great school. I'm going to give you everything so that you can then be the greatest, whatever. And he wanted me to like do a good job, like law economics. And I did economics. And then just kidding, I hated it. Just kidding, I want to do comedy. Just kidding, I've dropped out. Just kidding, all these things.
My pussy.
And he's like, you whore, how dare you? After every, like, I think that's like a hard thing to have, to feel like a disappointment when it's like, no, I do care, and I'm praying this will pay off, but also get off my back for 1 minute. I do think that's made me just privilege doing what you want to do, doing what makes you happy.
Yeah,
like if my daughter wants to be a baker, I've got nothing wrong with that. If she wants to be president of the United States, nothing.
I'd be really concerned if my kids had really bad social values. Like if I had a kid and they were randomly like Republican.
They were like, I hate gay people.
I'd be like, what the fuck? I'd be like, you cunt. I don't own you. Get out.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
But you've got to just, surely it would just be like your points, like your personal points of view are just based on your experiences of your life. So like, you know.
What do you mean?
Like, everything you believe is just based on your own personal experiences that you live. So it's like, I guess for your kids, you've just got to like show them, you've got to like show them that.
Lead by example.
Lead by example and
shit. Totally.
Yeah.
And then it's hard if they're leading you by example for things that you don't agree with. And that's why it's so hard.
every single human lives under the weight of the mistakes of their parents.
Oh, yeah. You know? And guess what the secret is? They're just people.
Yeah.
No parent is like born to be a parent.
Nah, you they're just, all
anyone
fuckos.
Can be a parent. Yeah. Anyone can shoot some cum in me and then I'm
in
a parent.
In Concetta Caristo.
At any point in any time and I'm a parent.
234 Riverside Road, Asheville, New South Wales. The door's unlocked and she's on the mattress.
There's a key under
the mat.
P.S. It was unlocked anyway. So just take that.
Come right in. Don't worry about it.
Oh my God. The room will be dark. The sheets are damp.
There's coffee and tea if you need it. And the bathroom is over there.
No jimmies. That's the one rule. Yeah, I think that's what's very interesting to know. Here's a question. Okay, this is going to be interesting.
Okay.
I have sort of two angles for this question.
Okay.
One is, do you think Kylie Jenner is a good mother? Two.
Yes.
Do you think Kylie Jenner has a team of people looking after the baby?
Yes.
Wow.
The first answer was a joke. No, oh. I don't know. I don't think she's a bad mom.
I have a feeling she... Okay, this is what my sister's theory is.
I don't know anything about her life. So all I know is that she's Armenian. And then what else?
And that counts.
And that counts.
Okay, listen. No, my sister has a theory.
Okay.
About the trauma in the Kardashians.
They have had it
rough.
And
she would know. My sister is an expert in trauma, as am I.
Absolutely.
And there's lots of YouTube videos about it. She showed me this whole thing. But anyways, picture this. Picture the three main girls. Kim is the queen because she's a beautiful one, makes her mom money, blah, blah, blah. Then you've got Fugly Betty over here. And then you got, you know, like Senorita.
Fugly Betty is so funny.
You've got random Senorita who like does whatever she wants, blah, blah, blah.
Forgotten. Kendall?
No. I'm talking about the main three.
Who are the main three?
So Ugly Betty's obviously Chloe.
Okay.
Sadly, not in my words, okay, yeah. In the family,
she's Fugly Betty.
Yeah, and then you've got the other one who just, I don't know, the older girl's forgotten a bit.
Who's the older one?
Courtney.
Oh, I love Courtney.
I love Courtney. She's timeless, yeah. But whatever. Then, just kidding, you get to the next two girls. They're the second wave of Kardashians, a bit different. Okay?
Is this the second marriage?
This is, yeah, now we're talking about the Jenners.
The Jenners, okay, right? Yeah.
You've got... What's her name? Kendall, who's like obsessed. She's the model. She's gorgeous. She's tall. She's thin. She's la, la, la. And then you've got forgotten Kylie. And if you literally watch old seasons, which I haven't, but if you look at clips, you can know.
It's crazy how much you know and yet you don't care. And you don't follow and you don't watch. You don't keep up. And
don't know.
My mother is a bigger fan than you are. My mother knows more about the Kardashians.
Respect. But... That, like, you know, Kylie will be like jealous and angry and left out and screaming and forgotten and whatever because she's the ugly duckling. Yeah. P.S. Their mom is a narcissist. Their mom is like, that is a whole
she's
other
so
thing
psycho,
in itself.
Yeah.
Psycho mom, where you have to like prove your worth.
Yeah.
And so then it's like all this like comparison stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sort of losing track of what argument
is.
Is
Kylie's a mom.
Just that, like, even though Kylie has everything and she's rich, there's also family dynamics.
Yeah.
Where Kylie was more mothered. This is what we have to get my sister on the pod, but
oh
Kylie
God,
she'd be awesome. Kylie was mothered by Chloe because they could like relate as like the forgotten, undertrodden, the like cool, funny, interesting personality, whatever, and like lent on friends while she used to compare to this like psycho perfect girl, whatever.
Yeah.
Not a model. And then. Like, I'm just saying that, like, it was very interesting to actually think about real life dynamics and why. And then look at the dynamics between, like, Kylie and Courtney and them, like, fighting and then, like, her being like, you don't work enough and her being like, fuck you for me. Okay, I'm sort of.
I don't know
off.
Any of this. Okay. Yeah. But yeah,
so
sure.
I think then it's like, infer. And then in the end, Kylie's takes her insecurity, make it her ugly, thin lips. Gets and then
and
pressure to be beautiful
power.
And makes it a power, has $1 billion kajillion. But then also she was saying that like Kendall doesn't take Kylie seriously because like Kendall's like in the 1% model. So they're like, we're perfect, beautiful, skinny. And Kylie's like kind of trash. She's like not a model and like has worked for everything, but isn't in that same group.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is we really should feel sorry for these girls. No, I just think it's interesting to think that like, even though they're famous, they have their own dynamics of all having to try and prove themselves to their mom.
Yeah.
Like,
I think that's an interesting classic thing, which is that like famous people are ultimately like just people with lots and lots of money often. And it's like they obviously still have the they still have the, like problems that like any people have with like your fucked up family and stuff.
Oh, and yeah. It's like, yeah. And then their father transitions. I'm sure that has an effect as well.
Yeah. You'd be like, oh, okay.
Fair enough. Like, not that it's detrimental or anything, but it's like,
but that's it's another thing for a family to like understand and deal with. Yeah,
totally. And then aren't they divorced and shit?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think it's interesting. I don't think it's the most important thing in the world, but I do think it's sort of like interesting to sort of peek up what's going on behind. And also, can you imagine living your whole life being filmed? Do you think that takes a certain kind of
100%
person?
Yes. It takes a toll. I mean, look, I think if you grew up with it, you'd be used to it. You wouldn't know.
Mm.
You know, if you grew up knowing that people were going to be taking your picture and that people really, really cared about your father or your parent who was the lawyer for OJ. Like, if you're used to like the, when I say attention, I don't mean it in that way. Like they want the attention, but you're just used to it because it's present.
Mm-hmm.
Then, yeah, I mean, any person I think could grow to deal with it. I think some people like, there are certain celebrities who have like no presence. And that was what I was saying about social media, is that like some celebrities are like, I don't know how fucking what Twitter or like Instagram is. Like, I just like I get told that like to send a photo every now and then to my team and they post something and it's like,
who would that be?
Like
maybe serious, like Meryl Streep. She doesn't have a presence.
Yeah. But she's not really like a personality in the same way that like, do you know who someone I think about is like Gwyneth Paltrow? If you watch a lot of like funny videos of her, there's like a video where she talks about like movies that she's done.
Mm.
She was like, oh my God, yeah, I was on set for, there's some video where she's like filming for Goop and she talks about like, and they're like, oh yeah, this actor for the Marvel movies. And she's like, oh yeah, I've never seen those. And they're like, you were in one of those. And she was like, no, I don't think so. And they were like,
are you serious?
Yeah, and she was like, you were in that one. You were in the Avengers because Iron Man was in it and you were there. And she was like, oh yeah, that was great. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, she doesn't give a fuck. She's not reading the scripts being like, I love Pepper Potts. Like, this beautiful female woman with orange hair. She's just like, her team is like, we've got a movie and they're going to, she's like, oh, she, I'm going to make a shitload of money.
She rocks up.
Yeah, she doesn't need to.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like these people, you get to a level where you're like, oh, cool. I only care about the shit that I care about.
Yeah.
As long as I do what I need to do.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And it's like, awesome.
Okay, you know what else? That's so interesting. Have you seen Sliding Doors?
No.
You need to.
Yeah.
You will absolutely,
I'll add it to my watch list right now.
When?
I love that lady.
But also that just made me think about like Sam Campbell. I was like, he has literally no presence and never will.
Yeah.
And he doesn't need to.
Yeah, I think he's so interesting in that regard.
I think that's interesting that there's like, yeah, some people need to, and then others will get by without it. And
I think it's awesome that he has this like cult following.
Yeah.
Because people really, really need to be clued in and be obsessed. And people who get obsessed, they're fully obsessed. Because there's all this mystery about him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is other thing I want to say. This is what I thought was interesting. Chrissy Teigen is someone who, I swear, she had a Twitter thing where she was like, ask me anything about what it's like to be really uber famous. And she was the one that revealed all these things that no one talks about. Where like, you go to a separate freaking airport and you have full on chefs.
Yeah.
And you don't, she's like, I've never looked at money in my life. I have an accountant who does.
Yeah.
I thought that was like, awesome. Mm. Disseminate information about what it's like to be psycho rich.
Yeah.
Is that not something we can be grateful for, Miss Teigen? Whereas otherwise it's smoke and mirrors.
I think it is something that you can be grateful for. Here's what I was going to say earlier when I said that I had a few points.
Yeah.
Was that another one is that like with Chrissy Teigen and maintaining an online presence and like how much of it is just her and blah, 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 blah. It's like you can control what you are posting and what your team is making you post and et cetera, et cetera. But what you can't control is the way that like, the lens is being placed on you, if that makes sense, because like it happens again and again with celebrities in so many different ways where we'll use like Chrissy Teigen as an example. Like her vibe was that she's like, I'm rich but I'm really relatable, and that like that worked when the audience was just like, yeah, like this is all we're seeing you as. But then when Alison Roman makes these comments that are like, I didn't respect how she was like, I didn't respect how she had a cookbook and then she had a line at Target. Like, I thought that was gross.
What?
Because she, it implies that she just wanted more money.
Yeah.
That it's like
just capitalizing on the brand.
Yeah, exactly. Which is like, her team is like, you can have a clothing line at Target. Is Chrissy Teigen a clothes designer? I don't think so. No. But I don't know. Like, whatever. So that's like, is it your dream to have a Target line? Who knows? Mm-hmm. So then, and then Chrissy responds. Right. And now the internet is not viewing her as just like a woman who makes funny faces at award shows, who posts relatable content and is like being real. She's also someone who is in a fight. You know what I mean? Mm. It changes the like, I want to say like, I'm trying, in my head, like the image I'm seeing is like when you shoot light through like a lens or whatever, and it's like being twisted in a certain way. It's like, yeah, you're seeing something different, and she couldn't control that.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's like, that tweet that I saw that was like, Chrissy Teigen wants to be relatable, but she's also rich and she doesn't understand that you can't have both. It's like, wow. Well, before she could, right now she kind of can't for all these people. Like, there is a divide being created between people who will continue to stand and people who are like, you given lose. The face of this, it's like, I'm actually going to decide that I hate her.
Yeah.
Like, it could happen to anyone. It could happen
at any time.
It could happen
that,
like, imagine in a month, like, you know, Lady Gaga's album is coming out soon. Mm. Imagine that in 2 months, it's revealed that
she's Italian. And people hate
and people dump all that pasta they bought. It's like, yeah, it's like she was rude on set.
Yeah.
It just like, it creates like a moment and it creates a divide and then people get over it. It's the same thing with Taylor. Like,
and that's Ellen. Until that's now, Ellen. I had no idea that Ellen was a bitch whore.
Yeah.
Like Ellen was like this awful, like that had never been brought to the forefront. All I knew was that Ellen seemed so funny, cool, had a great show where she's like, lovely to like randos. She like brings a rando guy on, helps him to have a career. Mm-hmm. Isn't that guy who like was like, you know, that little guy,
yodeling kid,
Miles got whatever that blew up. And then all of a sudden, I can't remember what thing happened. Either we went into ISO and they changed the show from being in the studio to at home. And I read an article where she has a whole different team and hasn't been communicating with all her tight-knit production team. Mm. Just kidding. She's also a bitch to so many people, won't look them in the eye, has all these crazy... And everything is no Ellen. Everything is bad against Ellen. Everyone's... And that's, again, not something she can control. Mm. But also, like, if you're a cunt, that has to get around.
Definitely.
It can't be that, like, Lady Gaga's a huge cunt and nobody knows and no one's talking about it.
Well, I think that some people would say that she is a cunt because she always whines that she's very high maintenance and she has this, what is it, fibromyalgia or whatever. Like, she has to take all these ice baths. Like, some people, I'm sure, would have worked with her and been like, she's so high maintenance and she thinks she's so important, la, la, la. Like, I think the reality is that, like, people are complicated and they're multidimensional and they change over time.
Yeah.
And what we want as like fuckos on the internet who want to read funny tweets is we want it to be black and white. We want it to be simple. We want to be either like,
you're
I like her, I hate her. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Especially with women. Like, it's so much easier to do it with women. Everyone hates women.
The default is no, bad.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's
that's
like,
so true.
It's like, yeah. But what I want to say about that is like, Ellen, like, in the 80s, like, she had her TV show. She was the first woman to be lesbian on TV. Mm-hmm. She was, because of that, and like, she got she got the magazine cover on Time. Like, she was an icon and she changed people's lives. Mm-hmm. And she, because if she did that, she was canceled by the entertainment industry. The bigwigs were like, fuck you, you're never going to work in this town again, you dirty lesbian.
Yeah, essentially.
And so at the time, she was like a martyr. And then she like... And then, you know, she like keeps going at it and then like, you know, good prevails and she gets this platform and she has this like awesome TV show. But like over that time, she's like getting richer and richer and she's like living her life differently and like things matter to her differently. So like maybe she doesn't understand that like she hangs out with, she's like, it went viral. She hung out with George Bush.
And that was a huge
trigger
because either people like, you have to be polite and that's fine and it doesn't mean anything. And then other people like, how dare you? How could you even sit like,
yeah,
that people read that into that in a myriad of different ways.
Yeah.
And
well, there's always this thing of like old versus new of like when she was a comic growing up, like maybe she wasn't writing jokes, writing jokes for TV shows was not a thing as much as it is. Mm. Like it was different. So like when she's being a cunt to her writers, because apparently she's very rough with her, not with her writing stuff, but I think she is like, I don't know the full story, but apparently she's difficult to work with.
Shit.
It's probably because like, she's like it's the same thing of like, okay, boomer. Like, she's an older person and she's like, how hard is it to write some fucking jokes? How hard is it to bring in this girl who shot herself on TV into my studio? Like, fly her in here now. Like, we have all the money in the world. Get it going, you fuckos. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, she's just like the reality is that she's just like an older woman. She can't be like our fun aunt. She's like an old rich person and she's a lesbian and she's
and
like,
you can get sick of things.
Yeah, essentially. I mean, Wendy Williams, you know what I mean? Her? She's a problematic queen.
Is she?
Yeah. She says bad things every day.
Awesome. And she looks gorgeous and doing it. She looks snatched as hell.
She looks like shit on her show. She looks crazy. She wears wigs and everything and her boobs and everything. And we stan her. We have to stan.
We have to. I mean, some would stan, some wouldn't.
There's something to be said about these people that will just be controversial and go ahead and, you know, whatever.
Okay,
it's also, like Jeffree Star influencers everything.
Oh my god, that's so true. People and we stan him.
People like drama, you know?
Oprah, I mean, everyone has to stan Oprah for God's sake. They but have do to. You know that at one point in time, she was like a representative for Weight Watchers and people were furious because it went against everything she talked about like being beautiful, being yourself, blah blah blah, her being like, I love to lose 10 kilos, like that kind of thing.
I'm Oprah.
And I was like, everyone has had their name dragged through the dirt.
Yeah, especially women.
But not Meryl Streep.
I bet something happened.
Yeah, I mean, past, really. Yeah. You know? I think what we've discovered is that fame is nuanced.
Unfortunately, yes.
And not being famous is also nuanced, as we can attest to.
Yeah, that's our situation.
Yeah. How long has it been?
I think it's been, guess what? 35 minutes.
That's exactly what we wanted to do. We sort of wanted a short ep. It's been a big week.
Conchetta's had a big kind of 48 hours.
Big 48 hours.
I just had new curtains hung up in my room by my gorgeous housemate.
A big 2 hours for John.
I've got things going on as well. I turned 25 this week.
Yeah, congratulations, Mazel Tov.
Thank you.
Should we go get Macca's?
I'd fucking love to do that. And I think this is just enough. You know what
I mean? This is just enough. We hope it'll get you by.
Last week we had a guest.
We had a guest. We'll have next week
maybe. Yeah, let us know if you liked the guest.
Give us feedback.
If you have suggestions. Also, we're trying to write copy about the show.
Yeah, maybe you could message us. If you have a look at it, it's been updated. See if you have any things. What do you think is our vibe? What do you think we talk about? What are three things that you think this podcast gives value for?
Yeah, you're our advertising team.
Love
now.
Your submissions. We don't have a fucking team writing for us. It's just the two, of, just us the two of us
fuckwits
at McDonald's in the car writing and
jerking and sucking. Thinking about it. Yeah.
But lots of love. We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Love you. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.